This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris back on the Paracast, our guest this week is researcher Stan Gordon, who tells us that there was plenty of activity of various kinds, cryptid encounters, UFOs, etc., Bigfoot in Pennsylvania, and we'll get that in a few moments. But right now, Chris is preparing to make a cross-country move. Or you're crazy enough to make a cross-country move.
Yeah, especially during the winter. Yeah, a good friend of mine is not doing well. He's kind of going through some health issues, needs some help, and asked me if I would mind coming up and helping out for a while. You know, I was kind of in between moves anyway, so the chance to get a little bit, you know, kind of a new environment, a little fresher perspective, avoid the just withering heat that I had to undergo last year. So I'm going to be out there temporarily helping out on some projects and other things, but I'm going to be kind of out in the neck of the woods there where our today's guest, Stan Gordon, of course, is down in southwestern Pennsylvania, and I will be up in north central, just over the border in New York, but where I'm going to be staying, I look down over the border into Pennsylvania. So anything that happens up there, Stan, welcome back to the show. Anything that happens up there, I'll be your Johnny on the spot.
Well, that sounds good because, yeah, I get reports from all over the state. Believe it or not, this year marks 59 years of research I've been doing. I still have yet to have my own personal UFO or Bigfoot encounter. But over the years, I know there were a lot of incidents up in that general area up in, around Honesdale. I'm trying to remember up, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Sayre. Of course, you know about that famous case, the giant skeletons were supposedly found up there. I know we had incidents around Towanda. So over the years, I know there, in fact, have been a lot of reports. And also, not that far away in the other side of the border, going over towards Erie and McKean County and Warren County and then up around Tyonesta, which now takes you up to the Allegheny National Forest, that area has been hot for years with Bigfoot activity. We had a Thunderbird incident up there last year. A lot of UFO reports, but I was up to give a lecture to one of the Bigfoot conferences last year, and a lot of people came up to me and shared their personal encounters with Bigfoot. There's just a lot of history of weird phenomena up in that area as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to getting back up there and experiencing a little bit cooler weather in the summer.
Yeah, what is the weather like now, Chris, where you're going?
Well, I'm going to be arriving. It's going to be a high of 25, a low of 14. So they're going into a little bit more of the freezer, you know, polar icebox kind of scenario. But, you know, and up here, geez, it's going to be 75 up here. So during this time of year, it's pretty nice around here, but a little bit more frigid back in New York State.
Well, I made kind of the reverse trip 24 years ago from New Jersey, where it was snowing, going all the way to Arizona, so I don't know that I want to go back. Stan, if we're going to look at the area that Chris is moving to, what do you think is the most significant case there?
Oh, my gosh. You know, to be honest with you, I have to go back to my files because there have been lots of cases. I would tell you probably, just the top of my head, I believe that's up around Carbondale. Is that the general area where you're going, Chris? Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Well, you had that somewhat famous UFO incident that still, just like with Kecksburg, there's still a lot of curiosity and a lot of skepticism and a lot of theories on that incident happened. I believe it was 1974, if I recall, in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, where apparently a number of people saw a fiery object fall from the sky, allegedly into a small lake. then it was all kind of stories that came out. It was making national news for days and local news. And then it got interesting because, as I recall, there were later some people claimed there was some military later involved. It's a long story. I have to go back and read the details. I was only indirectly involved in it back then, but there were other local investigators that did a lot of research on it. And there's some even in recent years that are continuing to investigate the case, and they believe there's a lot more to the story than a lot of people know about. So it's an interesting case, and maybe you have time to look into it when you get in that area.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A friend of mine is a geologist and artist. He makes beautiful reproduction atlatls. He's involved with the Susquehanna Historical Society there, and I know he's mentioned some pretty interesting archaeological finds, copper and bronze, I think, artifacts and other things. I seem to recall him talking about the giant, the mound giants that they found. He'd be a good person to bounce that whole scenario off of. Of course, it's an area that's pretty well known for a lot of woodland culture mounds there. In fact, the property where I'm moving to is 105 acres on the highest mountain in Chemung County. Well, they call them mountains out there. Here it would be a small foothill out west there. But he has an Indian mound on his property, and they just, you know, looking at it, the part that's kind of tumbled down the hill a little bit, they kind of started unstacking some stones, and they found some trade good items and some pipes, actually some old 1600 pipes from the mid to late 1600s, long-stemmed tobacco pipes, and found some other types of artifacts and stuff in there. And the whole area is just filled with all kinds of historical significance because of its proximity to the Susquehanna River, which is an important waterway, of course, back in the colonial days, and into prehistory, too, where the Indians were fishing and hunting and migrating up and down that river. So I've been to the area many times over the years, and I'm looking forward to doing some tramping around out there and getting down from altitude. I've been up above 4,000 or 5,000 feet now for 25 years almost, so it'll be good to get down closer to sea level.
Very interesting. Yeah, there has indeed been a lot of activity in the general area we're moving into.
Yeah.
I deal mainly in PA, but I do get reports from other states as well. But I know just from memory, especially the 70s, 80s, I was getting a lot of reports from those areas up through there. And it was a very interesting, probably one of the best mass UFO sightings back years ago, not too far from there. That's over in Lycoming County, and that would have been around Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And there was a very, very involved investigation. I mean, I interviewed multitudes of witnesses. There were other investigators in the area that was involved in it. This was a massive sighting. I'm trying to remember the year. I know it was in the 70s. I think it was about 1975, 76. I could be off a little bit. It was around there some. And there was multitudes of witnesses that observed this very large, solid, very low-level, huge boomerang triangle object. May have been more than one involved because it was reported right over populated parts of that town of Williamsport. Many, many people saw it. Historically, a lot of UFOs are completely silent. But the ones that make noise historically make a tremendous amount of noise. And some is like a loud whooshing sound or a humming. But in some cases, they make a terrific sound. In this case, it was like a train coming down the street, but there was no train around. And it was shaking and vibrating. The wind is in the area. The animals are going crazy. People were running outside to see what it was. And some people were standing underneath this thing. It was only 150, 250 feet off the ground. And there were multitudes of eyewitnesses who saw it there in some of the nearby counties later that day. And it was making quite a bit of local news for several days, and there was a big investigation. I remember I did FOIA requests or whatever with the FAA, I believe the Air Force, the Navy. It was a very interesting, detailed case, and one that nobody ever came up with a solution for.
Hey, guys, I'm going to break here, and we'll go back to covering these cases from Pennsylvania and New York State.
We have Stan Gordon with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Stan Gordon, UFO researcher from Pennsylvania. We're to get into some of the new stuff that happened in 2017 in his area, but right now, in light of the fact that Chris is moving to the wilds of, or whatever it is, in upstate New York, on top of a mountain or something, you were telling me?
Yeah, it's Tremont County is right there.
north of Sarah in Athens, Pennsylvania, and then just 2 miles away is Waverly, which is right over the border. And then if you go a little bit north of there, about 3 miles, I'm on the highest hill in the county there, 105 acres, and I can look right down into Pennsylvania and then back up towards the Finger Lakes region.
How high is this mountain?
Well, as mountains go, for the back east, it's pretty high. I think I'm up around 3,000 feet. 2,800, but I mean, that's half the altitude I'm at right now, and I'm in a valley. So,
oh boy. Well, better you than me. I'm not a mountain kind of person. I like flat.
I'd much rather be in mountainous terrain.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Let's just return here to the case histories. Stan, I want to look at 2017 in relation to the past year. And, of course, there's a perception on the part of some people that the number of UFO cases has gone down in recent years, at least the ones that have more than basic images of lights in the sky. What's really happening out there? Are UFO sightings on the decrease? Are significant sightings on the decrease the same level or more?
Well, I would say I receive reports every year, all year round, on all type of weather conditions. And yes, you know, the high percentage of sightings we can explain. They're misidentifications we've talked about many times, are bright stars and lights on aircraft and meteors and drones now and Chinese lanterns. So a lot of things you can track down. But we have significant reports every year. What I have seen in the last several years, so going back to at least, top of my head, maybe 2013, I'm seeing an increase in what I call the classic UFO reports. These are not lights in the sky, but these are large structured craft low to the ground. These are the kind of cases you used to hear about in the 50s and the 60s quite a bit. But then over the years, you don't hear about them that much around the country, but I was seeing an increase in some of these kind of cases. And just going back, just to give you an example, one that stands out in my head is an incident that happened June, I believe it was June 1st of 2013. This was about 27 miles east of Pittsburgh. Around early that evening, around 10 o'clock in the evening, as I recall, on a four-lane highway in North Huntington Township, Pennsylvania. And this witness was a woman who did not believe in UFOs, and her three-year-old child. They're riding down Route 30 eastbound. She's on the cell phone talking to somebody, when all of a sudden she has to stop right in the middle of the four-lane highway. And she said to me, I could not believe I'm the only car in the area. This car's way ahead of me. This car's way behind me. I had to stop because here's this huge, metallic, acorn-shaped object just hovering over the road. This is short distance away. I think it was about 60 feet away. And this thing has taken up all four lanes of the highway. And she said, it was kind of a big metallic rectangular object. It was like a gondola on a blimp, but without the blimp. And it had a very unusual lighting on it. I had windows on it. And her little three-year-old child yells, "Mommy, flying iPad in the sky." And the woman had to pass underneath it to get to her home. So as she's going underneath this thing, she passed underneath it. It's completely silent. She loses her cell phone signal. As she passes underneath it, all the digital displays in her car on the dashboard go off. The clock, the temperature indicator, the airbag status indicator, the radio she was listening to went off the air. The Bluetooth sync suddenly blacked out. And she lost her cell phone signal, as I mentioned. She tried to take a picture of it with her iPhone. It would not go into the camera mode to let her take a picture. Now she went down the road about half a mile away, all the electronics came back on, and she regained her signal. I interviewed her numerous times. I went down to interview her and checked the car out, and she said that the car, which was relatively new at that time, had never performed properly since that night. And that was one of numerous other cases we can talk about that happened. But we're seeing more and more reports in recent years of these large structured craft. And what I'm getting, besides your typical cylindrical objects, the big cigar-shaped objects, the big triangle objects that continue to be reported, we're getting a lot more reports of these large, solid, rectangular objects. Some are solid black, seen in daylight, hovering over trees. I've had reports of them very low over highways in certain areas. So that's the kind of reports we're getting. And then we can also talk about the mini UFOs that I've been getting reports on again recently, and I've been investigating for many, many years.
You know, let's go to the mini UFOs. Okay. So is this being that we're going to see the little people?
These are very little. We're talking a few inches to about a foot or so in diameter. I started investigating these reports back 1960s. What I found over the years was very, very interesting is that these objects, whatever they might be, come very close to witnesses. We're talking inches to feet away. And in some cases, they've actually entered people's homes and cars through open windows and gently floated back out or went right through the walls of homes, for example. I had one case up near State College a few years ago. So, Chris, that's not really that far from where you're going to be moving, and that more of that general area. This was a beautiful afternoon. Fellow had a nice big new truck. He was riding down the road, pretty good rate of speed, and he notices this little sphere, I believe he said was about the size of a softball, pacing the car at the passenger side window, but the window was down. And this little spherical object enters the cab of his truck, floats all around, floats up along his body, floats along his leg, and finally it just goes right on through the bed of the truck and disappears. So those reports are really intriguing. Up towards Punxsutawney, where Punxsutawney Phil lives, years ago I remember interviewing a woman that told me she was in her kitchen, and one of these little spheres flies in through the window, and it's floating around in there, and what is her reaction? She grabs her broom and starts striking it. And she said when she hit it, it split into two identical little spheres. They floated around the house, went back out the window, and were gone. And those are very interesting. But some of the reports I had even recently are pretty fascinating. One in particular, this happened up in Ligonier. Now, this is very close to the Chestnut Ridge. And that Chestnut Ridge is that 100-mile-long mountain range that runs from Preston County, West Virginia, to Westmoreland, Fayette, Indiana County. It continues to be probably one of the hottest areas in the country year after year for ongoing phenomena. So going back many, many years, we have many UFO reports, lots and lots of close-range Bigfoot encounters. We have encounters with other cryptids such as the giant birds, the thunderbirds, and black panthers, and other weird entities, and mystery booms, which, by the way, we've had in the recent weeks.
Sam, we'll talk about the mystery booms in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none.
Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Chris is planning his cross-country trip to New York. He'll be there by the time you hear the show, because it'll be broadcast the weekend of the 11th of February. We have Stan Gordon, Pennsylvania UFO researcher, talking about a lot of activity in Pennsylvania, cryptids, Bigfoot, UFOs, and we're talking about the mini UFOs, the little people, the tiny ones. Now, what I'm thinking here is it possible there's a race of people out there that just happen to be real small? Or are we seeing just something that might be an illusion of something?
Or, you know, one of the theories for years has been these are some type of probes that are gathering data. They come close to human activity. I remember a case several years ago. There were several people in a parking lot that the mall had just closed here in Westmoreland County, and they were standing there when one of these little spheres comes floating by them, going against the wind. And one of the persons there was who had been in the military. He said this thing floated so close he could easily reach out and grab this thing, but he wasn't about to do it. He said this thing appeared to be constructed, appeared to be intelligent. It was moving steadily against the wind, made no sound, but he wasn't about to grab it because he didn't know what it was. So that's been one of the theories. One that happened very recently, September 20th, not far from the Chestnut Ridge outside of Ligonier, where we're continuing to get all kind of weird reports and cryptids and UFOs and weird things. And this occurred in the early morning of September 20th. And a woman was sleeping when something awoke her, and she saw this light shining in the bedroom window, but she realized that there's no outside lights around there, so she got up and she went to the window, and she said, suspended in the air, about 6 to 7 feet from the window and about 8 to 9 feet off the ground, is this very tiny silver dollar-sized diameter object that was kind of an odd color, kind of a yellowish pale green color. And the light was steady, but it was not real bright. And it didn't reflect any type of light around the surrounding. And it was not completely round, kind of more squashed like an egg shape. It hovered there, and then it was gone. That one was interesting, but then we had one that occurred down in Fayette County. And Fayette County is one of those areas along the Chestnut Ridge. So in southwest PA, that's Westmoreland, Fayette, Indiana County. Hotbed reports every year. October 25th, early morning, about 6:45 in the morning, this man, he was going down the steps to the driveway to warm up his wife's car because it was a very cold morning. It was about 35 degrees. And he's walking down. The whole area is well lit around the car. He's walking down the steps, and he's only, I believe, 10, 12 feet away. And he turns and looks at his wife's car, and he said, I don't even know how to explain what I saw or what this thing was. But he said, I turned around to look, and right behind the right bumper of the car is this object that's about 2 feet tall. He said, it kind of resembled a small haystack. Is there any way you could describe it? It was translucent. Not white. It was kind of a silver-like, kind of a glassy silver-like appearance. And there also appeared to be some type of black line, something going through the body of whatever this thing was. This thing was hovering about 1 to 2 inches above the driveway. And he got a little close to this thing. And he said, all of a sudden, I must have realized it was there. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, this thing, without any sound, just zipped to the left side of the bumper. Then it moved like a bullet straight down into the darkness along the side of the car and was gone. And he said, I only wish I had my cell phone with me to get a picture of this thing. So it only lasted seconds. He got a good look at it, but what this thing was, where it went to, is a whole experience he just couldn't explain.
I'll tell you, just hearing these stories, you can get pretty wacky just thinking about them.
My hotline's been open since 1969. My phone never stops ringing with reports. So between that and the emails I get every day, it's unbelievable how much stuff goes on. And can you imagine how much is not reported? Or people wait for weeks or months, sometimes years, before they report in. I do a lot of lectures locally and around the country. Everywhere I go, I spoke at a big event in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Everywhere I go, people come up to me and share experiences with me. Some of them rather call me later or talk to me privately, but they tell me about all these encounters they've had with cryptids and UFOs and other strange phenomena. We can't even imagine how much of this is going on, but it's not reported. And you got to remember, there's many other groups and investigators out there. Now, they're all getting reports too. So this is a phenomena that is much more active, much more common than many people realize.
Are we seeing, or have you followed that much, are we seeing areas of the country where we're getting an unusually high percentage of stuff?
I really, to be honest, I couldn't tell you that. I do try to monitor a lot of information around the country, but I'm so busy just focusing on Pennsylvania, I'm not aware of that.
Just in Pennsylvania, Bucks County, Fayette County, Westmoreland County, these are some of the per capita, I think Bucks County is third in the country for per capita UFO sightings. And, of course, all along that, because it would be the west side of the Alleghenies there, that Chestnut Ridge area, as you mentioned, has just been, every time that we have Stan on the show, he's got a whole new slew of sighting reports that have come from that particular part of the state. It's an area I can't wait to go investigate there down around the border there with, I guess it would be around Morgantown, correct? Or that Chestnut Ridge.
The Edgemont would be going over in that general direction, then coming back to the southwest Pennsylvania.
Indiana would be at the north of Chestnut Ridge, and then Morgantown would be at the south end.
I have to get my map. I believe that's what it is. Yeah, you've got, again, the active areas are Westmoreland, Fayette in Indiana County, then going down into Preston County, West Virginia.
Right, okay. Yeah,
and yes, it's very active. In fact, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but October 20th of last year, Seth Breedlove, I think you might be aware of Seth that has Small Town Monsters, he produced a film, which I did a lot of, I was involved deeply in the film. It was called Invasion on Chestnut Ridge, which is on Amazon right now. And a number of very interesting witnesses came forward for the first time to share their encounters with some of the Kexper case and UFOs and cryptids, and it's a very fascinating new documentary.
Yeah, that area is for the East Coast, there's a lot of real vast remote areas there with like hardly any roads at all, just a few kind of forest roads going through the area. But there's vast stretches of wilderness out there. I'm on Google Earth right now. looking, especially the area with Ohio Pile on the west or on the east, and the Lamont Furnace on the west, and Chalk Hill at the south end. There's a huge area there that's got to be 40 square miles of just nothing but mountains.
And you're naming numerous towns which has a great history of a lot of frequent Bigfoot reports.
Yeah.
That is a hotbed right in that area. And
yeah, I can see.
Right. Outside of Fairchance, in that general area, May 10th of 2016, there was amazing Bigfoot encounters that my associate Jim Brown investigated. And I've had many cases from up there. But that day, these two men were riding down this very thick, very rural road in that area, which has a lot of history of these incidents. It was a pouring down rain, and this huge 7-foot-tall, hairy Bigfoot creature comes down the left side of the road and stands 20 feet in front of their vehicle in the middle of the road. It's standing there looking at them. They're standing there. There's the two men in the car looking at it. This goes on for a short period of time. At one point, the fellows in the car actually moved their vehicle right up to this thing, and they actually have the bumper of it against the knees of the creature. And it turns around, put its hands on the front of the car, then backs up and walks down the road off into the woods. Very, very interesting, very detailed case. You go to my website, stangordon.info. You can read the whole report on there. And it's just been an area where we had reports. I've heard of a report in recent weeks not far from there from another individual. And it's just a yearly phenomenon. It goes on all the time. And I can tell you, the stranger the report, the more reluctant a lot of the witnesses are to come forward. But
let's have a break here. We're going to have more of these unusual cases from all over Pennsylvania and environs. More to come with Gene and Chris and Stan Gordon. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We have a second radio show we'd like you to listen to. It's called After the Paracast. You can only download After the Paracast if you subscribe to Paracast Plus. For more information, go to this site, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer subscriptions beginning at $1.49 a week. We offer a version of this show free of the network ads and lots more stuff common always at the Paracast Plus. Stan Gordon is telling us about all the strange and unusual encounters across Pennsylvania year after year. Now, I brought this up before in terms of intensity of activity. Do you have stats comparing the number of events in Pennsylvania in 2017 compared to previous years, UFOs, Bigfoot, cryptid encounters?
You know, I did it for years and years. I have three. My time now is very limited compared to what it used to be. I'm still extremely busy doing this, but I've got three young grandchildren, which my wife and I are spending a lot of time babysitting. And I wish I had more extra time to do it. So unfortunately, I don't. I mean, I keep records of all my reports. But also, you know, in those reports year after year, there was a lot of reports that we could explain away. And because there was an explanation for them. But I keep records of all my cases, all my reports. But I haven't seen anything significant in the way of a major outbreak or major increase in unusual activity, because I get reports here since 1973 when we had that major UFO Bigfoot wave here. And there have been periodic waves every once in a while, but nothing major like that. But we're getting those very intriguing incidents, and I'm just really basically focusing on those really interesting detailed cases because they're the ones that are most important.
For those who have something weird happen to them, is it still just call you or something?
Well, again, a lot of people call me. You know, I still get out as best I can cases that warrant investigation. You know, back in the 1970, I founded my first group. That was the Westmoreland County UFO Study Group. And it was probably the most active in the field in the country for years and years. By 1973, we had started as a small group here in Greensburg in the Pittsburgh area. By 1973, we had covered the whole state of Pennsylvania. And the group was kind of unique in that the majority of people involved were research specialists. We had scientists and engineers and technicians and chief police officers and former military intelligence people and went on and on and on. And 1973, as more and more people finding out about us, actually, we began to get referrals from the state police and other agencies. We were just overwhelmed with reports, and then that major outbreak occurred in 73, so we were lucky we were already established, and we were just out there day and night investigating reports. So I expanded, and I had two other groups over the years, and since November of 93, I've been working as an independent researcher, but I maintain contact with many other researchers and groups around Pennsylvania, around the country. I still have some of the my original research people I still work with. So if I'm unable to get out and can't do as much as I used to do, but I got as much as I can on case of warranted or other people that I'm aware of can go out and investigate in some cases. But I interview people all the time, and these reports are ongoing. So people, yes, they can call me anytime and talk to me.
What do you find in terms of attitudes of people? Now that we've heard more credibility given to UFOs since the report of this Pentagon UFO study and everything, do you see any change in attitude among the people you talk to?
Not really, because, you know, what I found years ago, and it still goes on all the time, a lot of people call in, but they're very reluctant. At first, they don't want to give their names out. They want to make sure I'm not going to laugh at them. You know, they want to share their experience and find out if other people have these encounters. But so many of the people I interview over the years are people that did not believe that UFOs or cryptids could exist until they had their own personal encounter. And for so many of these people, it was a life-changing event. I mean, I'm still in touch with some witnesses from probably 20, 30 years ago or more, and I run into and talk to them every once in a while. And some of these people's lives have never been the same since they had their encounter. So this is something you deal with quite often. But people report when they see something. You know, some people see more than one thing in the past. Some people have never seen anything until this one particular time. And again, a lot of the reports come in, and initially they sound very strange. At least the people think it's strange, but we can track them down. For example, we've had some very bright fireball meteors over this area in the last 6 months. We've had other events with the Chinese lanterns and with drones and, you know, just a lot of things that look strange, but we can track them down and figure out what they are. But some of these reports we've had in the last few years of these huge, solid craft, even in daylight. And a lot of our reports, by the way, about cryptids and UFOs are in daylight. They're not at nighttime.
That's also interesting then, too, that these things are in situations where it's a lot more difficult to just mistake something.
Exactly. And with so many of these Bigfoot reports we've had over the years, these are not like you see on some of the TV shows where they see a shadow in the dark a half a mile away. Many of these are cases where people were 10, 15 feet, sometimes closer away from these creatures. They had very, very detailed looks at them. And over the years, I mean, going back even to the 70s, we had incidents where there was more than one creature seen together. And in so many of those cases, my teams would get out to these locations within minutes, hours after they occurred, and there would be trails of footprints. So, and in many cases, we made casting of these tracks. But also, my whole theory on Bigfoot and my idea about Bigfoot has changed somewhat dramatically, and I wasn't expecting this, believe me, because I started this in 1959 when I was a kid. And I was 16 years old when the Keksberg UFO incident happened. So I began to document that information I was breaking on the news, and I began to go out into the field to investigate cases firsthand at that time. So I've been out in the field since 1965. It's just very interesting, you know, all the people you talk to. I've interviewed thousands of witnesses now. I've seen a lot of evidence. But what I knew about Bigfoot back in those days was that if this was something real, these creatures were real, they appeared to be some type of unknown primate, some type of unknown zoological specimen. And I interviewed people back in those days. We had a little area, small area, down around West Newton and what they call Lober, where they had a lot of creek areas, a lot of woods, and Back in the 60s, they had what they called the Lober Monster. It was 7-8 foot tall, covered with hair, leaving large footprints down there. And there have been repeated sightings ever since then, even the last few years, by different people. And so I always felt that Bigfoot was probably an unknown primate. So then these events of 1973 come around with that major outbreak. And as all these reports are coming in, and again, back in those days, you got to remember, no cell phones, no internet. People generally, in a lot of cases, were calling the police first, and then we were getting the reports from them, or they investigated, or we investigated, or we both did. And some very strange things began to turn up. For example, with the tracks. We'd get out there, and I had the anthropologist, by the way, in my group, and we had all kinds of scientists in the group, and we were very skeptical but open-minded, but here's tracks that suddenly stop and vanish when it should have been more tracks. Even in snow, in fresh snow, with no other tracks around, you would have these large footprints with these great strides between them that would suddenly stop and disappear. And that was it. It didn't make any sense. And then we began to see some odd patterns back then. We'd have a UFO sighting in a particular area. Within minutes to hours to days later, we would have a Bigfoot sighting or vice versa. And then, as we've talked about in the past, we had some of those amazing cases of UFOs and Bigfoot seen together at the same time and place. And Chris mentioned the Ohio Pile a little bit ago when you're looking at the map along the ridge. And that's where that really amazing UFO Bigfoot incident happened. That was the case that convinced me and my team that there was a lot more to the Bigfoot phenomena maybe than just a flesh and blood explanation, that we may be dealing with something that's much stranger indeed. And if you want to get into that, I've worked on multitudes of cryptid cases, even in recent years, which suggests more and more that we're dealing with something that maybe, for lack of a better term, is interdimensional.
Yeah, well, I've always, you know, we've discussed this actually together prior on one of your prior visits where, you know, my brother had a sighting where there was just, you know, four footprints and then there was no tracks at all in very pristine ground for leaving trace evidence. There was no tracks coming to the road and no tracks leaving the road. So either the thing learned how to fly or, you know, someone said, well, maybe it climbed up a tree, and that's also a possibility. But there is something beyond pure just cryptozoological flesh and blood explanations here. I'm more than happy to dive into that whole realm with you.
Okay, guys, I'm going to stop it here, and then we'll dive next segment. Also, Chris, we have a few questions you might want to go to from Question Bank. Right. We have Stan and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.